Jeremiah 6:16. This is what the Lord says. Stand at the crossroads and look. Ask which paths are the old, reliable paths. Ask which way leads to blessings. Live that way and find a resting place for yourselves. Today we're going to talk about getting on the right path. There are reliable paths with God, church. According to the Hebrew, a reliable path or a path is a well-trodden road. It's been traveled on a lot. And so it's a path, that he used himself, that God used himself, Jesus used himself, or it's a path that we see that he displayed his powers for other people. That path that they walked, you could see the power of God, the leading of God, take them down that path. So, and we see it all over the Bible, and I'm thinking about the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians 16:5. 1 Corinthians 16:5 says, "Now I will come to you when I pass through Macedonia, for I am passing through Macedonia." In other words, he's going through here. "And it may be that I will remain or even spend the winter with you, that you may send me on my journey wherever I go. For I do not wish to see you now on the way, but I hope to stay a while with you if the Lord permits. But I will tarry in Ephesus until Pentecost, for a great and effective door," say effective door, "has opened to me, and there are many adversaries." So Paul is telling them that he's not going to stop on the way over, but he's going to stop on the way back. Now, Jesse and Larry live between here and my house. So if I was coming to town, I'd say, "Larry, Jesse, I'm going to stop on my way back home." That's what he's saying. When I come through there, I'm going to need to pass y'all up, but I'll come back. I'll come back because the Lord needs to get me to town because there's an effective door. Come on, church. There's an effective door that's open to me. Okay. Are you getting that? Are y'all here?
Yeah.
Wakey, wakey. All right. So, and notice it said, if the Lord permits. So he's not stopping. Actually, he had planned to, but the Lord said, "No, you're not. You're going on." Amen. So the last verse there said, "A great and effective door is open for me, and there are many adversaries." So an effective door opened. Remember the story, I probably told you this last year, maybe mentioned it a couple of times, of the missionaries who went to Afghanistan, and they were there and they started a radio program, and they didn't get one single response. Y'all remember the story? They didn't get one single response. And, they were just kind of going, wow, it'd been like months and they weren't getting anything. But then all of a sudden, some American prayers decided to start praying for Afghanistan. And when the American prayers started praying, all of a sudden the Afghans, I guess that's how you say it. It is. Okay. Thank you, Mrs. Teacher. The Afghans, all of a sudden started listening to the radio station, and they began to get 1,000 responses a week. Because someone was praying. Okay, you remember the story. Okay, so suddenly they had an effective door.
Right.
Come on, I'm trying to get you through the door. Okay, so they had an effective door that brought increased fruit to the kingdom of God. The work was great, their faith was great, but the prayer changed the situation. Now, those missionaries and the Apostle Paul had something working for them. They began to walk where God already worked.
Yes.
He had already built a path. Yeah. Now, you've got a prayer team in this church called the Thermostats. Mm-hmm. We pray Monday, we pray Tuesday, and we pray Thursday. And we pray twice on Sunday morning, a lot of us. Here, and that group is praying for you to hit your path and have effective doors.
Yes.
That's what we're doing. And so you walk where God has already worked. And so we noted a minute ago that the path is already well trodden. I mean, God went ahead of you. God's going ahead of you, and he's making the plan. So if God goes ahead of you to Lago Vista, you might not want to go to Spicewood.
Yeah.
Church, roads always go to the same place. If you take 281 north, you're going to burn it.
Yeah.
Darn it. You can't go to Round Mountain going north. You can't go to Kingsland going north. You can't go where you want to go unless you get on the road or the path that is assigned to go there. So it's important spiritually to get on that path. And so too many times we're looking for a path when we just need to be led to the path. So we would say we're keen to your guidance, Lord. We're keen to your guidance. Not, Lord, lead me, Lord, lead me. He's leading you. Holy Spirit talks all day long and all night long. He's always talking. He's always moving. Lord, I'm keen to what you're saying. I am keen to it. Start confessing that. That's number one thing you could do is confess that. When I was young, we lived in San Antonio. I lived there till I was 9 years old. In fact, I was born by Mi Tierra, your favorite restaurant. I was born in the hospital right there. And it was called Santa Rosa back then. But we lived there. My dad worked there. And so we were there. But my mother's family lived in San Marcos. My grandmother lived in San Marcos. And so, I mean, we got down on our knees every night and prayed to move to San Marcos because we wanted to be with Mamaw. You know, but what we did is my dad was so kind to my mother. Every Saturday morning, we got up and traveled to San Marcos. And kids, I got news for you. I-35 was one road back then. So y'all are like, what? It really was. And we traveled it. Amen. So we would go every week. Well, one summer, my mom always wanted to be with her mother. That's just with the culture of our family. It was all about mom. In fact, I lived that way. We did everything at mom's house. All the friends came to mom's house. We went over there every day. Amen. Even when we were grown, we went over there every day. So, my mom decided we'll just get a house for the summer so we can be with Papa and Mamaw. That's what we called them. We're going to get close to them. Well, a house came for rent one block away from Mamaw. So we got all excited. And so we moved for the summer into the house. And so we were right there with Mamaw. But you could go out of that house, turn left on Bishop, turn left on Hazleton, go one block and pull into Mamaw's driveway on the bikes, walking, whatever you want to do. You skateboards, we had all that. And so and she had a great hill by her house to skateboard down. It was awesome. In fact, let me tell y'all something. You could go from my grandmother's house to downtown San Marcos all the way downhill on a skateboard.
Oh, wow.
It was so cool. Anyway. But here's the thing. You could go left, 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 left. But if you went out our back door, there was a path. And it went straight to Mamaw's. And all you had to do was run down that path, like from me to Kendall and then on about that far. And there was a little fence to just hop over. And there we were in Mamaw's yard. We were right there. The path was so much shorter. You hear me? And somebody made the path, in fact, some family friends made that path. They did it before us. It was well trodden. In fact, my Aunt Dorothy lived the other way, but we could cross the street and there were paths all through the woods that we would ride our bikes over to her house. Kids don't even get to live like that these days. We had a whole world out there. But we could just run through the country on our bikes. But those paths were well trodden. Some kid before me thought of that. Probably some of my cousins. But anyway, the path was shorter. There's well trodden paths out there for you, church. There's something for you out there. So, take the shortcut. Today you may be going the long way. Maybe it's time to take the shortcut. Maybe it's time to get there. There aren't many shortcuts in life. As far as ministry is concerned, there's one shortcut, and it's called mentor. In business, it's called mentor. In path taking, it's called mentor. Holy Ghost has already been there.
Amen.
If somebody knows the way, and they've already been there, they can help you get there.
That's right.
So much faster.
So much.
My pastor came from San Angelo. And you know the road from here to San Angelo. And if you go take 71, it's real windy. Well, Pastor John had to tell me every curve. Now, when you get on it, what's that town called? Funny name? Poto Town?
Ponta.
See, I knew the Texans here would know. Ponta. So when you get right there, he's like, now there's a sharp curve. And then right when you get around there, watch out. There's always some deer there out in the ditch. I mean, he's given every detail. Why? Because he knew the way. He knew the way. He knew what was going on. So I appreciate it. I'd get tickled at him a little bit because he would tell me when and where to actually slow down. He said I was a city driver, but praise the Lord. In Proverbs 3:6, it says, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. He'll direct your paths. Listen to another translation. Become intimate with him in whatever you do, and he'll lead you wherever you go. He'll lead you wherever you go. So the secret is to get him involved. Call him up and say, how'd you get there? Hello, Holy Spirit. How'd you get there? Because I need to go there right now. Maybe a better way to say that is you get involved with him.
Yeah.
Not him get involved with you, but you get involved with him. Because he knows where he's going. He knows what to do. He knows how to get you there. So we become keen to his guidance, as I said before. Now, am I saying to you, when I say get involved with him, am I saying just forsake everything that you've dreamed about? No. He gave you the dreams. He put those desires in you. He wants you to win. He wants you to play. He wants you to be free. He wants you to have a good life. He brought you here to have a good time.
That's right.
Amen. Psalm 25:44 says, show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths. God has ways. And he has paths. We're on a journey down those paths and the ways of God. So here's three things you need to know. Number one, God has a way to lead us. We're keen to it. I declare we're keen to it. He has a way to lead us. Number two, he has methods of doing things that work. What he does works.
Yeah.
He knew the order to get the people fed. There in that offering word. He knew what to do. Number three, he possesses things in his very character that can bring adventure, success, victory, peace, harmony, and rest. I'm going to repeat that one. He possesses things in his very character that bring adventure, success, victory, peace, harmony, and rest. You can have all that. He possesses that in his character. And we know by God's word that there are ways and paths and promises for all of us. Amen. Praise the Lord. God is so good. Thank you, Jesus. Methods that work. He has methods that work. Sowing works. Reaping works. Tithing works. Loving works. And we know what doesn't work. Judging other people doesn't work. Pride doesn't work. Unforgiveness doesn't work. We know those. And then there's this. There are paths for individual people. Each of us, when you consider one's growth, one's character, the calls and the giftings on life, there's certain paths that God will lead you to. He has a way to lead you. And I'll just tell you this on the sideline. It'll always involve people. It'll always involve people. Amen. Remember when Jesus told, he spit in the guy's eye and he said, go wash in the pool of Siloam. You remember that? Now that's interesting, because a lot of people, he just healed them. He just laid his hands on them. He spoke. He did different things, but he knew what this person needed. Right? Mm-hmm. And how about Naaman, or some of y'all call him Naaman? Mm-hmm. Go dip in the Jordan 7 times. Uh-huh. What's up with that? You know, Naaman thought that was, degrading to have to go in the muddy Jordan. I don't know, when we went to the Jordan, it was beautiful, but I guess that day it was muddy because he didn't want to go down there. But God, that's what God had him do, is go dip and dip. All he had to do, okay, listen to me right now. All he had to do was go do what was told to him. And that means you got to get your pride out of the way. Something to think about. Amen. And here's the truth about it, though. Whatever path you go on won't cross the word of God. It's not going to cross his word. Psalm 25:10 says, all the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep his covenant and his testimonies. So the paths are mercy and truth. Now, you were singing a song about it today. So all of them, all of the paths are mercy and truth. All of them. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. You can always depend that wherever you're led, it'll be steadfast and faithfulness. He will be true to you.
Yes.
It'll be true. Proverbs 8:1-3. Does not wisdom cry and understanding put forth her voice? She standeth in the top of high places, by the way, in the places of the paths. So when you're about to take a path, wisdom is there.
Amen.
Wisdom is knowing what to do with what you know.
Yeah.
It's the doing of what you know and doing it right. Because you can know some stuff, but you got to do it right. Amen.
Yeah.
And so wisdom is right there. According, is the word true?
Yes.
Is the word true? Well, if the word is true, then right here we need to know that we have the wisdom. The Bible says over in James, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask it of God, who gives it freely and without criticism. And he'll tell you. Yes, Lord, thank you. This isn't in my notes, but I think it falls right here. Instead of wondering and wondering and wondering and waiting and wondering why it isn't happened, take about 3 days or take about 5 days and go to the Southwest Believers Convention or take some private time and go get away. Make a quality decision to stop and do nothing else but listen to God. And you'll know what to do. And he'll probably, when you say you're going to take 3 days, he'll probably answer you in the first 3 hours because he's like that. But if he sees you're committed, he comes right on in there. He knows you want to meet with him and he'll give you the answer. And listen, we can all look straight ahead because we're all guilty of that. But if we'll just listen to what God is saying to us right now, just move away from everything. Okay, Lord, what is it that I'm missing here? What is it that I need to do? What is it that I need to say? What is it that I need to pray? And he'll have a breakthrough for you because wisdom is at the head of paths, and then you move right on. Amen. So, wisdom stood by the way in the places of the paths. It's right there at the intersection. When you're about to do something new, wisdom is right there with you. You can pick it up. Okay, yeah. Right now? Okay. Uncooperating partners. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I declare you see your path even when the spouse will not cooperate with the path. In Jesus' name, your business partner, your associates that you work with, if there's not agreement or one lags, I declare you get your answer. In Jesus' name. I declare you get your answer. Now the Lord had me say that, so he must know something that I don't know, but I'm just telling you, you could get on the same page. What I've seen a lot of time is the husband will get something and the wife's like, not sure. I don't know, but I'm gonna line up with you. I'll line up with you. And then, she'll get it too. What's good is if they're both on the same page, if they end up coming together. My favorite story is the Citation 10. And, Kenneth's in one room and Gloria's in another. No, they were at the convention.
Yeah.
And he comes running backstage and he says, I know what to do. And Gloria says, me too. The Lord just spoke to me. Me too. Same time God spoke to him. And, she says, what are we supposed to do? And he said, you go first. And she said, we're supposed to get a Citation 10. And he said, it's exactly what. It's exactly what it got. I declare that we're all on that page together. Yeah. Oh, Holy Spirit, help us all to be on that page with one another in Jesus' name. That we can hear so clearly and be connected so much with our spouses, with our friends, with our children, with each other in the church, that we would hear and know that's the way to go.
Yeah.
Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Now, let's get on down the path. Praise the Lord. No pun intended. You know, you get this wisdom and then you have the ultimate travel guide. Amen. Yeah. The ultimate travel guide. He'll tell you how to go. You know, I know some of you don't like Siri very much, but I've kind of grown to love the Australian Siri is the one I use. Cause I want the man's voice there. And, you do. He's pretty charming, I think. So anyway. Yeah, just feels so much better to have him bossing us around, right? So, but we were somewhere and he led us right. Now turn here at the traffic light, go through it and pull into the car park. I'm like, what's a car park? The parking lot. But Holy Spirit's even way better than that. Do this, sow this, do this, move here, do that. Talk to them. He'll show you everything.
Yeah.
Go do this. This is the way you want to do this.
Yeah. Praise God.
I was, we're planning to, go to Europe and I was trying to think of the easiest way for me to go. And, there are four of us going and but just praying about it, I felt like the cruise and the excursions would be the best for we're going to Italy. And so we're looking at that. And so I was just telling the Lord, just praying about it and everything. And then, the Lord had me look at a scripture and he gave me a word on it. He said, when you take the wings of the morning and end up in the sea, dwell in the other parts of the sea, I will be with you. You're like, you could do that? Absolutely. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. I knew that he was talking to me.
Yeah.
Hey, the Bible's your friend. The Bible will talk to you.
Yeah, yes, that's good.
Praise the Lord. Y'all are looking at me like a calf at a new gate. I've been doing that for years. I don't just take anything and make a Ouija board out of it. I'm talking about when I know it in my spirit. Amen.
Sure.
Praise the Lord. Well, that was free. Psalm 139:1. Oh Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You understand my thought afar off. You comprehend my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word on my tongue, but behold, O Lord, you know it together. You have hedged me behind and before and laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It's high and I cannot attain it. So he's always going to be above you and going further than you. Where can I go from your spirit, or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend into the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me and your right hand shall hold me. He will lead you wherever you are. From point A. We're all sitting in point A right now. Right now. You're like, well, I already know where I'm going. Well, adjust right now. Let's just say that we all started over right now. This from right now, we'll already know the plan. I know, but from right now in the plan. From right now. Point A. He's ready to adjust it. He's ready to show you the way. Right now. Right now. Amen. I just heard someone, you're working real hard to believe this. This is the word of God. It doesn't lie. You're going to have to deal with yourself about that. Even there your hand shall lead me and your right hand shall hold me. So it not only leads you, but he'll hold on to you. He'll hold on to you. Come on. I got you. Come on. You haven't been this way before, but I've got you. In 1975, maybe back before some of y'all were born, we attended Baptist church, and I've been there all my life. It's kind of hard to change, you know. We were young enough, but we were so hungry. We were so hungry for truth. And I just know that God led us and held our hand to move over with these charismatic people. Actually, they were Pentecostals. Bun and everything. But they crossed paths with us, and we all came out of all of the religion there. Maybe too far, but anyway, we got as far as we could. But that path that God took us on, we got baptized in the Holy Spirit. We learned things about God we didn't know. I was laughing at Jessie. She says, I can't tell you how many times I've been baptized. Every time we did something, I got baptized. I thought, boy, me too, Jessie. I got baptized in the cold San Marcos River in February, and I was 8 months pregnant. But at that time, I felt like I needed to do it again because I really finally got God. So he led us on that path, but lo and behold, it was 10 years later that I found the real right path, and that's that God was good. So you take paths as you go. You're going to go from point to point, but you're going to get somewhere. If you're not getting somewhere, then you need to change something. Change something. Start listening up to what he's saying. You watch me when I travel and when I rest. You are familiar with all my ways. That's 39:3. Never be afraid to go where God calls you to travel. Never. The safest place in the world is God's will. It is. You don't have to be afraid. Ronnie, just guess. How many countries have you lived in? Eight or ten places. So I know you lived in Alaska. You lived overseas. You lived in Africa. How many of y'all have lived in another country? What? Two people. Three people. Four people. Wow. That's something. How many of you have traveled to other countries?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. God kept you.
He did.
God kept you.
He sure did.
And when you got back to America, you kissed the ground. Because there's nothing like America. Amen. But we've traveled many, many places, got stamps in my passport. But God has never failed us.
Never.
You know, some people are like, I can't go into Austin. I can't drive in that traffic. If you need to go to Austin, God is with you. He said, some of you are like, what? No, there are people who hate so much driving in traffic that they won't go to Austin. Mm-hmm. But you find, guess what? The cars are the same there as they are here. You got to get the right mindset. I do not like Dallas traffic. but I can drive in it. I mean, I've driven on the LA freeway. It's all the same. You just keep going. We lived in Chicago. You just keep going. You just plead the blood of Jesus top to bottom, side to side, bumper to bumper, and all working parts. We'll bump nothing and nothing and no one will bump us, and we move forward. God has you. He has your children. He has your family. Amen. You have hedged me behind and before and laid your hand upon me. Listen to this translation. You've gone into my future to prepare the way, and in kindness you follow behind me to spare me from the harm of my past. With your hand of love upon my life, you impart a blessing to me. Job 31:4 says, does not he see all my ways and count all my steps?
Wow.
He's with you. God's very interested and desires for you to take the right path and go the right way. Very interested. In your daily life, he's interested for you to take the right path. He was interested for you to end up at this church.
Yes.
He's interested for you to do the job that you do, where you ended up. Amen. And you had to make some decisions as you went. Larry, you were a fireman, and then you ended up coming over into a new job, but you had to make that decision. This is what I'm going to do. God helped you make that decision, and he's had your back ever since. How many of y'all can say that's true with your jobs? God moved you into a new place. Sometimes it was risky. I'm a bit of a chance taker. Mrs. Gailey, Bill's wife, she's in heaven now. One of my best friends. What a sweet lady Gay is. I miss her. But she would always say this about me. She'll try anything. Well, sometimes you got to risk a little when you hear the voice of the Lord. But you don't try to make him fit into your risk.
Oh, that's good. That's really good.
Amen. And here's something else. He doesn't point you on the path and then say, here you go. Take off. Do the best you can. We'll see you later. No, no. He wants to stay with you the whole way. He wants to go with you the whole way. And so you don't say, bye-bye, Jesus. I think I've got it from here. No, he wants to go the whole way with you. He wants to have your back.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. People get their main goal and then they want to go out on their own. But no bunny trails.
Amen.
You know, we sometimes just have to know to stay off the bunny trails and off of our way or Brother Wonderful's way. And, you know, you might say, well, you know, Sister Dry Dust and Brother Smell Fungus, they did it like this. But you do it the way God says. That's between you and the Lord. You have to do it like Brother Smell Fungus did it. That's Pastor John talk right there. This is holding true, church, for our personal lives. It's holding true for our relationships. It's true in finances. It's true in ministry. It's true in meetings. It's true in anointings. This is all the same. We should not go with our own agenda.
Yes.
But his agenda has something in it you love. I mean, he picked fishermen, right? It's something that you love. Sometimes we don't know what we love. Sometimes this is what we think about God. Oh, no, he's going to ask me to do something I don't want to do. What if I have to go to Africa? Well, Liz and Kevin will be happy.
Yeah.
Are they gone yet? They're still here. Praise the Lord. Linda's over there.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean God's calling you there.
Yeah.
God may be calling you to the front porch to pray. Just do what God calls you to do. God may cause you to go heavy into business. Just do that. You may have done something for 50 years and God could be calling you to something new.
Yeah.
Amen. Just find out what it is. Because wherever he's calling you, he makes provision. Amen. Look at somebody and say, he makes provision. Praise the Lord. Now, here's the help on the path. Psalm 119, 104. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. So here's the question. Is your pathway have light on it? Does it right now? The word, it lights the path. He'll show us what to do. The Message translation says, by your words, I can see where I'm going. They throw a beam of light onto my dark path. The word will show you which way to go. Psalm 119:30 again, the entrance of thy word giveth light. It giveth understanding to the simple. It's not hard.
Amen.
It's not hard. When I was young and married, me and my husband went to New Orleans, and we went down to Morgan City, and the Cajun people talk different. And they were giving us instructions on where to go. We could not understand a word. Us with our Texas draws and the coolest people. They're so cool. But they were talking to us with that accent and we couldn't get it. Well, I'm telling you, you're going to get it.
Yeah.
You're going to get it. Maybe you don't understand all the Christianese. You'll get it. Maybe you don't understand this Texan talk, but you're going to get it. God's going to make a way for you to get it. Amen. You'll get his instruction. You'll get his way. You know, sometimes we have to back up and go, you know what? Maybe I just don't know all that much. Maybe I need to stop and think about this. Start over. Start at point A like we've been talking about. Listen, do you know your future's in your heart? Right now, your future is in your heart. Whatever you feed your spirit has a direct result on your future. Whatever you're feeding it. If you're complaining about the nation every day. Oh, it's quiet. If you're just fussing every day. If you're just in fear every day. Well, I'm not in fear. Really? You're not in fear? Maybe you better ask the Lord about that. Well, why are you making the decisions you're making them? Because if you're making them because you're holding back for the wrong reasons, you put your very self in danger. Fear is not any kind of fear. Well, you know, you should have some good. No fear. No fear. No fear. Shouldn't be any fear. When you put your kids out and they're driving off in their cars and stuff, no fear.
Right.
When you're dropping your kids off at school, no fear.
Right.
You plead the blood of Jesus over them and you go.
Yep.
No fear. When you cross the border and you've heard from God, no fear. And no fear anyway, but no fear.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I've got 1 minute to say this and then I'm going to end here. If you are covertly rejecting your child, that's fear. Covert means that you overprotect them. You won't let them do anything, or you can't correct them too much, or you're a helicopter. That's fear. Now, I'm not saying don't be a good daddy and mama. You watch over them. You tell them what to do. It's your job. It isn't anybody else's job. It's your job. If you say no, you mean no. You say yes, you mean yes, and you need to check it out with the Holy Ghost.
Yeah, right.
But raising little Foxy all blocked in is a dangerous thing.
Right.
Because when little Foxy gets out of the cage, there's bigger varmints out there.
Yeah.
They need to know how to live out there too.
Mm-hmm.
They need to know what's going on out there. Mm-hmm. And you can tell them. Parenting is our job.
Right.
The kid ain't the parent, okay?
Amen.
You are. You make the decisions. They do what you say. Even if they're 16 and 17 and all y'all are poking your... These girls have their arms crossed like... Oh. We know who the bosses are here.
Right.
But you know what? You will one day come back to your mom and dad and say, thank you.
Yes.
I heard Deb's daughter... say that to her. She said, thank you, Mom, for making us mind. Thank you for making us mind. Thank you for watching after us. Thank you for not letting us do this or this or this.
Yeah.
It's a good thing we didn't do it. You know, this is important stuff.
It is.
Even to those of you who have grown kids. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. We got something for everybody, right?
Yeah.
So the word of the Lord is a living thing that produces after its own kind. It produces after its own kind. The word will produce after its own kind. So if you read healing scriptures, it will produce.
Come on.
If you read prosperity scriptures and quote prosperity scriptures, it will produce. If you read love scriptures, they will produce. The Bible says the word of God cannot return to him void. It accomplishes and prospers wherever it's sent. The word of God has been prospering you for about an hour now through the offering word and through this word. The word of God is prospering you. Now you're packed. You can choose the right path and make the right decisions. Or you can leave here and say, that's good. Where are we going to eat today? Or you can say, you know what? I'm going to look at my paths and I'm not going to fear. And I'm not going to fear for my children, and I'm not going to fear for my family, and I'm not going to fear for America. God's got America. That doesn't mean that we don't stand up for what we know is right, but we don't sit around and worry or judge people. This is not flesh and blood. This is the end times, church. The Bible, the prophecies have been being fulfilled. My sweet neighbor yesterday, we were talking over the fence. He says, y'all believe in the rapture? I said, sure do. He said, I think we're getting close. I said, sure do agree with that. We didn't get into any pre-trib, post-trib, or any of that. Because I'm so pre-trib, I don't eat post-toasties, so. I'm going out on the first load. I want nothing to do with wrath. If you think you can hang around for the wrath, you don't know what it is. Because it exterminates darkness, and I'm not having any part of darkness. And neither are you. That was free. The word will produce whatever God can do. What can God do? Then get the word and stick it in you. Feed it in you and it'll produce it. You're the good ground. You're the good ground. Take the word and put it in there. Deb and I do the 101 scriptures. Y'all know that? 101. And it'll change your life. But just keep it going. Just keep it going. 101 scriptures. I took them. I stopped them on every one, wrote them down, looked them up in my Bible, and then I listened to them, and but they're all about healing. It's what they're all about. So my next step is I got a new Bible, and I'm marking only those scriptures in the Bible. And I'm going to tab them. Because I want to read them off the pages. Church, get a Bible. Not just a phone. Get a Bible. A lot of you show up without a Bible. You cannot leave that to your grandchildren. You can't leave your phone or your iPad to your grandchildren. Get a Bible. Start marking it up. Well, I like to just have a phone. We're not really very crowded in here. You can use a Bible in here. You know, when I go to Miss Billy's, it's crowded. I'll use my phone. But when we're just doing day-to-day life, get the Bible. Bring the Bible. It's good for you to take those words off that page and put them in your heart and speak them out your mouth. I'm looking at people with Bibles right here. Praise the Lord. All right, we'll close up. Five things to do to get revelation knowledge. Ready? Number one, expect the Holy Spirit to flood your spirit with light. Expect the Holy Spirit to do this, church. He will flood you with light. Number two, put the word first. What does the word say? The word says fear not. The word says perfect love cast out fear. What does that mean? It means that you know so much that God loves you and your family that you don't have to be afraid of anything. Church, fear is the reciprocal of faith. It's not opposite. It's the reciprocal. It works just like faith does. Fear comes by worry and worry. Or I need to do something about it. Faith comes by hearing and hearing. fear will cause the devil to come on the scene. Mm-hmm. Faith causes God to come on the scene.
Right.
Number three, meditate the word. Number four, act on the word. Number five, search, receive, and walk in Abraham's blessing. Expect the Holy Spirit to flood your spirit with light. Put the word first. Meditate the word. Act on the word. Search, receive, and walk in Abraham's blessing. If you didn't get that, this will be up by Monday and you can look at it again. The miracle power of the word is released two ways. Number one, through the words of your mouth and through your actions. Faith without works is dead. And that doesn't mean earning God. Faith without works, meaning I am stepping out on the fact that I am healed and acting like it and talking like it. I'm prosperous. I am sharing a heavenly position with Jesus Christ, seated in heavenly places right now. That's my confession. I have been given authority to use His name.
Yes.
I've been given that authority. It's mine. I can use His name.
That's right.
Yeah. That is right. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
The word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Remember Balaam? You know who Balaam is? Balaam and Balak. Mm-hmm. Balaam, he was a kind of a prophet guy, and Balak called him and said, come to me. And the Lord, he asked the Lord, he said, should I go? And he said, don't go with them unless they come calling on you. Well, he goes anyway, and he gets halfway down the path. He gets halfway down the path, and an angel steps out in front of the donkey with a sword. And then he's beating the donkey. Wow. Stop beating the donkey.
Oh, that's good.
Don't think about anything else there. That donkey turned around and talked to him and said, I've been faithful to you all this time. I've carried you down these paths and you're blaming me for this. You're doing the wrong thing.
Boom.
Don't beat the donkey trying to go down the wrong path. Sin is two ways. Number one, you miss the mark. Number two, you trespass or go over the mark.
Yeah.
You go over the mark. You overshoot it. And listen, I'm closing. Don't get into that thing about, well, my car wouldn't start, so I guess God doesn't want me to go. Uh-uh. We are New Testament believers. We listen to the Holy Spirit. We're not putting fleeces out. God will give you signs, New Testament believers, but that's not the way to find out God's will. Second thing is the doctrine of doors. Well, that door shut, so must not be God. Well, maybe you need to kick the door down.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right. You're like, well, no. We don't live by the doctrine of doors.
That's right.
You find out if God wants you to go through that door, He'll give you the key.
That's right.
He'll give you the key. As people have used that so long. Well, if the door opens, it's God. If it doesn't, it's not. Church, please take my advice. Don't go by that in life. It's only going to lead you down a path you don't want to go because the devil can open and close doors. He is the prince of darkness. He can move things in the earth. You don't want anything to do with him. Just do what God says to do.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Let the Holy Spirit be your umpire. Peace. Peace. Let peace be your umpire. He's going to give you the wisdom down every path. Amen. Let's stand up. Y'all receive it today?
Yeah.
You're going to go down the right path?
Right.
I'm going down the right path, Sandy. I'm just going to go on the right path. You going, Larry? You going down the right path? You're already down it? All right. Well, he's already down the path. You going down the right path? Amen. Praise the Lord. Go down the right path. Amen. I'm choosing today. It never hurts to go back and ask yourself again if you're on the right path. Never hurts, church. It's called humility, that you would stop and say, Lord, I'm going to go down the right path. It's called humility. Don't just expect that you're doing it right. You need to check with the Lord. Amen. Father, we thank you for that. Father, in the name of Jesus, we declare and believe God. We believe today that your word is true. We believe that your wisdom is at the entrance of paths. And we're all going to go down the right path. We're going to be where we're supposed to be, when we're supposed to be, with who we're supposed to be with, doing what you called us to do in Jesus' name. We thank you for that, Lord. We bless you for it in Jesus' name. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. And